Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Today on Guidelines, my daughter Bonnie Craddock, who serves as Guidelines International Director, is going to be chatting with me and David Curry, President of Open Doors USA.
Well, I'd like to pick up our conversation about Bibles. David, are you telling me that there are places in the world where it's still impossible to get a Bible?
For example, absolutely. In North Korea, if you own a Bible, you're going to be arrested. You might be imprisoned in a prison camp. It's extremely dangerous in North Korea to have a Bible. It's illegal. In Saudi Arabia, which many people consider a geopolitical partner with the United States, it's illegal for a Saudi individual to own a Bible. It's illegal to print Bibles in the country. So there are many places around the world where that's happening. And of course, in recent months, we've had issues in Iraq and areas in Syria where it's very difficult and very illegal in some of these regions to own Bibles. So it's still a problem today.
David, in the 70s, it was my privilege to take literally hundreds of Bibles into closed countries in cooperation with Open Doors. Now, I doubt that you're able to do this today, say in North Korea, but in areas such as that are really closed, how are you able to minister to people there?
Well, we divide up our services based on the context of the country. So there may be occasions where we're training pastors. It's what we call a people-to-people ministry. So we will go into an area, train the pastor so that they can be leading others to the Lord and be training others. In many cases, we still do smuggle Bibles. They're not may not be a physical Bibles. They may be electronic versions of it, these sorts of things. So Bible smuggling is still part of what we do in many areas.
David, I noticed that Open Doors World Watch List for 2014 recently was released. And most of the countries on the list, people would not necessarily find surprising to be there. But there were a few countries such as Laos, Myanmar, or Colombia that were on the list. What's happening in those countries?
Well, those are some countries that often don't jump to the top of your mind when you're thinking about persecution. Colombia, for example, though, is a very interesting scenario. You have drug lords that are trying to dominate and push out morality in some of these areas to make their drug trade easier. So they're murdering and harassing pastors, creating an orphan situation there. And Open Doors is trying to support that. In Myanmar, which opened up in 2007, sort of to the world in a greater way, it still has not passed on a freedom to believers there. So there are issues of violence, especially in rural areas. So every country is a little different, but the expression is that Christians often don't have the freedom to read a Bible, own a Bible, to decide for themselves if they want to follow Jesus. And if they do, they face imprisonment or death in some cases.
You know, speaking of religious conflicts, we've seen religious conflict all over the world just become increasingly more violent. How do you see persecution, the nature of persecution, changing, say, in the last 5 years?
Well, the fact of the matter is, on the World Watch List, the majority of countries are dominated by Islamic extremism, and you have countries like Iraq with ISIS. So the nature of it is changing in the extremes, and then, of course, you have some of the social issues like pressure to on Christianity in its legal systems and so forth. So there's a bunch of factors involved. In Laos, you have a communist regime, and communist oppression is a driver for the persecution there. And so in many of these countries, the persecution drivers are different.
Time flies by so quickly when you're enjoying conversation with someone who knows what he's talking about. I'm Harold Sala, and if you will go to our website, guidelines.org, you will find more conversation with David that you can listen to. Our website is guidelines.org, and the website for Open Doors is simply opendoorsusa.org. We'll continue our discussion of the persecuted church at the same time tomorrow.